Day 10, February 27th. Today's reflection is based on Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 22, and was written by Dr. Rachel Pennington, class of 2024. Confession. I am a professional baker and cook. This means that I filter most things through the lens of eating, drinking, and being merry. The directive to eat, drink, and be merry has been mishandled as nihilistic. We will all die. All is vanity, so let's enjoy it while we can. Instead, Ecclesiastes admonishes us to see food, wine, and merriment not as a means, but as an end. There is something deeply spiritual in the consumption and enjoyment of that which satisfies the soul, particularly when shared together in community. Our existence is not vain, but it is fragile, stuck in a swinging pendulum of misfortune and bliss. In the midst of this, eating and drinking and being merry is a grounding force. Jesus echoes this interpretation. He collects punks and undesirables with the simple directive, "Follow me." Follow him to what? To food. Not to a service or prayer, but to consume and commune. The scribes and Pharisees, in their outrage, do not understand this intertwining of the sacred and profane. They also do not understand why Jesus isn't promoting the act of fasting. His response is that there is a time for everything. This time is to celebrate, to eat, drink, and be merry together, for the bridegroom is with them at this moment. There will come a day for fasting and mourning, but today is about consecrated consumption. As the owner of a pie shop that became a literal sanctuary in the wake of the 2017 events in Charlottesville, I saw how pie and espresso transformed into a Eucharistic expression of the body and blood of a community. The act of eating healed the brokenness in the wake of tragedy. When Jesus says, "Follow me," I like to think he also says, "Let's eat." Today's prayer. Just as you imbue all things with your spirit, including that which we consume, may we see that we follow you when we celebrate in our community by the holy directive of eating, drinking, and being merry.